I don't know who needs to hear this, but I want you to know that you do not have to be stuck in thought loops forever, especially negative ones. And the most important thing is, if we've trained ourselves to think one way, the goodness and mercy of God helps us to be able to train ourselves to think in a new way. Just the way He created our bodies, the neuroplasticity, to be able to change our thinking, to be able to think new thoughts, which is kind of that renewing process. But I also understand there's some things in the middle that get a little gray and blurry. Pain gets in the way. We start to think, is this possible? Am I ever going to be able to get out of this? And so you might just kind of feel like you're on this hamster wheel, or you just keep repeating the same negative thoughts, the same loops over and over again today. So today I'm just going to share three ways that you can kind of work through that cycle. So you can begin to interrupt. That's what I always say with my coaching clients, interrupt the thought. We have to start becoming aware of those thoughts, and just kind of, we got to start interrupting that. That's why I also created my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, so that you can do this at your own pace, because I want you to imagine living a life that is less stress and anxiety filled. Yes, it can happen, that you can start to feel free from that weight of overwhelming negative thoughts. That's what I want you to think about. I want you to just imagine about really seeing yourself through God's eyes and not through your pain, not through your negative thoughts, and just not through what other people do to you. Because I know that numbing out can look different in different seasons, and food and chips and a pint of ice cream can only go so far. So I get, you just might need a little bit of extra support that can have that lasting impact on your heart, your mind, and your emotions. So all month long, my program right now is 38% off because I turned 38 this month. Yay. And so if you're tired of just overthinking the negative thought loops and you really do want to start to learn emotional regulation, again, head to the show notes, click on the link, and it's going to take you right to the 38% off. Listen, I don't want you to keep delaying your healing. Stop thinking that you don't deserve it. That's not going to get us anywhere. That's its own negative thought loop, right? So again, I think it's time. Head to the show notes, get 38% off, and let's do this together. The thing about negative thought loops is that oftentimes we don't even know that we're in them or stuck in them or feeding them. Something that I've noticed that I've had to do in my own life is to not fear my own thoughts that come, and really what it means to have compassion on yourself, to not shame yourself for having certain thoughts, to take those thoughts captive, to renew your mind. Like, this is, some of them are churchy words. I get it. I mean, they're biblical, but they're, maybe I should say, like, Christianese. And we're just kind of like, what do I do with that? I remember for so many years just kind of being the victim in my head of, this always happens to me, and everything that happened, I just continue to prove, like, see, there it is. Oh, look, it's happening to me again. And just kind of playing this, life is happening to me and God just must want me to learn all these lessons. And I couldn't seem to get out of that. And maybe you can relate. You just have maybe this one area, these other areas, and it's just kind of this, see, and the enemy comes in and goes, see, you're not good enough. See, you need to do more. Whatever it is, you know the lie, you know the story, you know the thing that's causing the anxiety, which is the worry, the alarm system going off of all of this is a threat, and then it comes back to control. So does this sound familiar? Like I said, in 2 Corinthians 10:5, it tells us to take every thought captive. Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, I have done 2 podcasts, and I'm going to make sure that I link them, to take you to each one of those. And I break down, what does that mean? Because breaking the cycle, this is not about forcing happy thoughts. I see this in the clients I work with inside of my self-paced course and with my one-on-one coaching clients, how they, once they get that revelation that this is not about just thinking happy thoughts, pretending their pain doesn't exist, pretending that they're just not having thoughts. This isn't it. This is about surrendering Christ and really practicing new rhythms of thinking. And so one of the ways that we have to break this cycle is we have to notice the loop. We do. We have to go, what's the starting point? Even where am I getting triggered? And then what are all the thoughts that continue to feed the loop? And you can't change what you don't see, right? So practically, you can write down repetitive thoughts. Where does it usually show up? Is it in the morning? Is it at night? Is there certain triggers? Is it, you know, certain seasons? Is it the fall? Is it summer? Is it spring? Like, what is that? And I think, again, for me, recognizing that when I was working on healing my body this year, of how much I kind of shrunk back and walking through body dysmorphia in my 20s and under eating and over exercising. And I just started to learn the way I was looking at my body. And so much of my story about myself was based on fear of getting fat, fear of becoming something I didn't want to become. And I had to recognize that most of my life was living on fear. And I had to realize that loop and begin to interrupt it with truth and compassion, not just throwing a Bible verse and hope it sticks, not white knuckling myself with Bible verses. So second thing is interrupt the pattern. You want to do something small. Sometimes it's physical. I like incorporating the physical now more than ever in my own healing journey. So you might stand up, you might splash water on your face, you might step outside, you might sing. It kind of signals to the nervous system that there's safety, and it interrupts that automatic loop. And so then we want to partner with the Lord, right? Because he's walking with this. And so there's something about saying, Jesus, right now this is hard, but I know that you're with me and you are with me in this thought. Like, I am not alone. And there's something again about that compassion toward yourself of the thoughts that you have and then redirecting them, interrupting it, giving it over to the Lord. But I know that sounds, again, Christianese. God can only take what we give him. So if you're asking him to take your thoughts, he can't. He actually told us to take our thoughts captive, but to cast our anxieties on him. It's this dual relationship. So the third thing we want to do is ask God, like, what does he say about us in this moment? And I just did an episode on self-criticism and self-compassion. You know, so maybe you say something like, I always mess up. That's your critic. With Christ, you can say something like, I'm equipping you. And this isn't about fake positivity or rushing through, or again, not even honoring the things that you've gone through, recognizing your pain. This is not what I'm talking about. And if you work with me inside of my self-paced coach, or with my as one-on-one as a coaching client, you know this. You start to recognize this, that nobody's asking you, and the Lord is not asking you to diminish the things that you've gone to just be like, okay, well, they're over and done, and that's what they are, and they're in the past, and let's forget about it. There's something about bringing the past into the present and it just not running your future and honoring that. You've gone through a lot of things in your life. There's no sense in pretending. So the first thing, we have to notice the loop. So we have to name it. We have to interrupt the pattern to break it. And then we have to replace it with Christ. So we have to anchor in the truth. So this week, I really want you to focus on really catching one negative thought that you've been looping on. I want you to write it down. I want you to interrupt it with a physical cue and then replace it with truth. What's the truth? And I want you to think about the truth that replaced that lie. And I want you to practice it daily, because here's the thing. When you start to speak truth, it feels uncomfortable. It doesn't happen right away. It takes repetition. And so if you feel like you're constantly battling negative thoughts, you don't have to do it alone. And this is exactly what I do with my one-on-one coaching clients, and also how I help women inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, which if you go to the show notes right now, you can get 38% off for the entire month. And we go step by step through the process of breaking loops together. And this is about renewing your mind in Christ. Again, you can learn more by going through the link in the show notes. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.